never let them lose their seat. So let's hear your hands, let's hear your feet.
You're listening to the You're Smarter Than Us podcast, Asheville's premier soccer podcast.
Guys, welcome back to another episode of You're Smarter Than Us. Guys, today I've got with me Lindsay Vera. How are you, Coach?
Good, thanks.
Guys, Coach Vera was named this the women's coach at UNCA. Lindsay, can you tell us a little bit about how you started to play soccer or your background in soccer?
Sure. I mean, really, I'm from Houston, so I was recruited to play at NC State, and I loved it there. I was there for 4 years and, you know, achieved some personal goals, nothing that I really set ahead of time, but, I mean, I was able to make a mark while I was there, which led me to the draft for the WPS when it came out. I was drafted by the Boston Breakers by Tony DiCicco, which was pretty awesome. Then from there, I kind of bounced around to another team, New Jersey Sky Blue, and we talked a little bit about a developmental contract. I had to make a personal decision there, go back and finish school, or take a developmental contract, which wasn't that much money, if I'm being honest. So my scholarship at State was still honored, and that was actually more money for me and to finish my education. So I finished at NC State, continued to try to play pro, went to St. Louis Athletica, who eventually folded. So, you know, fate took me to the next thing, which was coaching, and I started coaching at Castle, which is now NCFC, like the biggest club in the country now for you know, youth to pro. So yeah, and then from there, through mutual friends, mutual coaches, I just took my way into college coaching. So,
and can you explain a little bit about what Capital Area Soccer is? I know you were intimately involved in the ages 9 to 16, coaching and marketing.
So I actually did an internship there as part of my degree. The director of coaching there at the time coached me in the summer league, the Carolina Railhawks, for the women's league. So he helped me get my foot in the door there, and they let me stay on. As long as I was not playing professionally, they said, hey, you'll always have a spot here. So I got to handle the marketing there for 4.5 years that I was there, and I also started coaching, which, I mean, I loved it instantly. I first started working with the 9 and 10 year olds, and they were awesome. The second I started coaching them, I actually called my dad and I said, I'm sorry for when I was 9 years old. So we talk about that a lot, because I mean, that was just a huge like change in perspective all of a sudden. So I loved it, and so they grew on me just with those age groups. I mean, you can teach them anything and they're learning something, because they just are all at, you know, such a, that just had the foundation, their base. So, and then I got to coach some of the older players, and I thought that would be a little more challenging, but it was still a really good connection I had with them, and, you know, even the high school players. So, yeah, eventually people would ask me, what do you want to do with this? And I was like, oh, I know I want to coach college one day. And, yeah, so someone there connected me with the head coach that's at UTRGV, which is where I came from, and it was perfect. It was pretty seamless.
And has that program been around very long?
No, I like that you asked that, because yeah. I like saying this to people. It used to be known as UT Pan American. So some people who kind of know a little bit about college soccer, they know Pan American, but there was no women's soccer there before Glad and myself got down there. So I'm glad. I mean, he trusted me to go with them, and we started the program as UTPA first. Recruited as UTPA, spent a season as that school, and then we had to recruit as a completely different school the next year as UTRGV. So it was quite challenging. I mean, things that we hadn't even thought of would come in front of us did, and we had to deal with it pretty quickly. So it was a huge learning experience.
Was that advantageous for you starting from scratch, or did you find yourself having to fight two battles, not just recruiting, but also kind of explaining who you were?
I guess it's kind of like a two-part answer. I think I didn't know any better, so it was the first, like, I mean, I had volunteered at NC State after I was done there, but that was minimum work and involvement just because I was with the club. But so I didn't know any better. So Glad would always tell me, you know, he would fix programs and redo programs and take them, like, you know, to the top. And he kind of thought it'd be similar, but it was completely different to start a culture from nothing. Like, you had no culture. We had to, like, just... It was kind of like mama duck, baby ducks kind of thing. Like, they just had to follow. We had to just maintain all the time in every aspect. So I didn't know any different. So what I took on and the challenges I faced there were, I think, were perfect for me to come into a program that's already kind of set up. So I'm pretty grateful that that was my initial full-time college coaching position. So
when you came to Asheville, mm-hmm. Coach Demko mm-hmm. was already here. Mm-hmm. And did you cross over with her in 2006 at NC State at all?
Yeah, so that's what was pretty cool is when I started at UTRGV, I would see her on the recruiting trail. And we'd sit and talk about UNC Asheville, and she has nothing but great things to say about the city and this program. And I always have to say this story. I don't know how many people know this, but my boss at UTRGV, my head coach, Glad, he told me after the first year of getting to know each other, he was like, you know where it would be a good fit for you as your first head job? He's like, a program like UNC Asheville. Like, it's got, you know, it's the right amount of resources and you know, it's you're capable of doing something there. And I didn't think anything of it until I looked it up and I said, you know, I know that coach that's there right now. She coached me at NC State for 2 years. She was my assistant coach. She was awesome. And then he called me earlier this year because I really only got the job in June. Mm-hmm. But he called me and said, you'll never believe who just took the George Washington job. And as soon as he said that, I knew he was going to say Michelle Demko. And he goes, Lindsay, you have to apply. So my own head coach, which I was really happy that he was pushing me to take the next step because he knew that's what I wanted to do. He said, you have to apply. And I did. And here I am. So it was pretty cool. It was a good way to get here.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. So going into this season, what has it been like? You just got the job in June. Mm-hmm. I mean, are your feet even wet yet? Have you met your players?
I got to meet some of the players actually during the interview process, which was pretty cool because it was just a good vibe from the start, and we all kind of left. I mean, now I know this now since we've discussed it, but we all left kind of with a good, warm feeling like about each other. And so I was happy that I got the call to come here. But yeah, I would say my feet are pretty wet, but it's, you know, it's different. It's nice to be in charge, you know, and I don't have to wait for anyone else's answers to answer all the questions. But at the same time, you know, you just got to get comfortable quick. And that's how I would like the players to be as well. Just let's all get as comfortable as we can. So everyone here has been really good to help me acclimate and figure out who to talk to, even for the simplest questions. So it's been a lot, but it's been really fun, actually. So I've enjoyed it.
Well, Coach Demko left you, from what I understand, a pretty solid base of a team.
Yep.
How do you feel about coming in and, you know, in Texas, you were able to build that culture from the ground up. So mm-hmm. You and Coach Glad came together, decided how you wanted to play, and you recruited that way. Mm-hmm. Do you feel any pressure to continue the way that Coach Demko had been playing since you're coaching a lot of her players? She even brought in that last recruiting class. Mm-hmm. Or do you feel comfortable maybe changing systems and playing the way that Lindsay wants mm-hmm. to play?
I'm completely comfortable just doing it however I want to do it, as I really understand that she and I are pretty close in certain parts of our personalities, and I think that's going to go far because she's super approachable, and I'd like to think I'm that way with the players as well. So, like, the things where we're similar on, I think is going to be a nice transition for everybody. And she has been so great. Anytime I've had some small question or, like, hey, did you order them cleats yet or something, she's helped me out just to make sure, like, the checklist is all taken care of up until this point. So, and after every time we've talked, you know, she's always like, make it your own. And I'm like, I got it. Thank you. Like, she's always reminding me that, and I'm always ready to take that on. So, yeah, I mean, I'm confident to run it the way I think it should be for my own style. But I also thank her a lot because she brought in all these players and I didn't have to, you know, like, I think past coaches should get more credit than sometimes they do, because there's a lot of work that goes into building, you know, a good culture. So we're definitely close, and we'll definitely share our own little notes as we go back and forth in the season.
So going, not to jump over this season by any means, but, you know, in looking over the roster, so many of the players are from the Triangle area, mm-hmm. which you're, you know, very familiar with. Why do you think the Triangle area produces so many quality women's soccer players?
And I think, I mean, having come here to play in college, to play at NC State, I mean, I learned really fast. This is just it's a soccer heavy area, especially for the youth soccer players. I think there's tons of good clubs, but all these kids are aspiring to go right down the street to, if it's not a UNC Asheville, there's NC State, Wake Forest, all the ACC teams, all the teams in this conference that we have here, which are relatively close, you know, minus a couple outliers. But I think because it's right in front of them, it's always the main focus for them. And I think parents love soccer because, one, their kids go outside, two, they're exhausted by the time they're done. And, you know, and it's just a good all-around sport. I think everyone should play soccer at some point in their life, but most people usually have. But, yeah, I just think because there's so many opportunities after the youth game, that's why it is the way it is. And that's why these girls are coming straight from this area right to the school. So
building off that, you played professionally. Mm-hmm. I know Coach Demko played professionally. Even in town, we recently started the Asheville City Women's Club. Did you have any exposure with them over the course of the summer?
I got to go to one game. Like, I mean, I've been obviously doing as much as I can do, but I was so happy. I didn't know what to expect, to be honest. I had seen it all over social media, and I was like, this looks like a really... Like, people are paying attention to these teams, the men's and the women's team. And I went out to a game on a day that was kind of raining and stuff, so I didn't expect, much. But I climbed that mountain that you have to get up, you know, to see the actual stadium, and I was blown away. I was blown away. I thought it was a great environment. It's the right size to make it feel compact and just, you know, gritty, especially for the teams that travel there. It's a tough environment to have to focus in and play. And I got that on a rainy day, you know, so it was half of what it probably is on a good night. So I was really impressed. And the team was, you know, they were well put together. They looked organized. It was all around. I was like, wow. I was texting a lot of people I know, like, you got to come see the stadium. You got to come watch these teams.
Yeah, and one of the coolest things that I think came out of this past season is, you know, there are only 9 professional teams left in the country. And because the WPSL is the second tier and Asheville led the entire, all 117 teams mm-hmm. in attendance, mm-hmm. that technically puts Asheville as a top 10 market mm-hmm. in the country.
Yeah.
So this is one, again, I really hope this continues to parlay in terms of the support that happened for Asheville City into UNCA's. And one of the natural kind of connective tissues is Bryson, who was a goalkeeper for City and is your starting goalkeeper?
Well, yeah, she's the only returning goalkeeper, so we'll have two new goalkeepers. So
perfect.
So she's definitely got the experience.
So what kind of advantages do you think she had playing at that level, you know, you yourself having played? And I know the WPSL isn't necessarily professional, but having spent the summer doing that coming into this season?
I think it's huge, and if I can relate it to my own story, after I played with the Railhawks my junior year going into my senior year, I was on fire after that because I was comfortable. I had played all summer. It kind of made you hooked on the game even more. Like, you couldn't wait to get back to the college area with those original players you started with each season. So I think for Bryson, I think all that did for her was just give her even more confidence. I know she's come in here before and she loved it. She loved every minute of it. So I think it will definitely propel her to a new level of, even if it's just pure experience of more games and more practices, because I know she trains so hard all the time as much as she can. I think that definitely gives her an edge. And like you said, in a place that was attended so well, that she dealt with that, and it's pressure, and it's still a good thing to overcome each game. And so I think that translates directly over to the college game, if not less. Hopefully we'll have some fans out there, you know, as much as they had. Like, we're just trying to match them, you know, to be honest. But yeah, I think it's definitely going to help her.
Is that something you'll encourage your players to do next summer, potentially? Maybe not even necessarily for Asheville, but for some of these other WPSL teams throughout the Carolinas and Tennessee? And
yeah, I think, because I think you develop differently under different coaches. And so with every coach, you know, they're going to bring out something else that fits their style of a coach, or even as their, you know, former self as a player. But so I think there's a huge benefit to playing all summer for someone else and with other girls, because you play with other girls every season in college. New freshmen come in or transfers come over. And I think it just kind of cements who you are a little bit more. And then, you know, you don't have to worry about the little things, like we were talking about earlier, control, well, you know, that things like that will kind of just come easier for them. So I would certainly encourage it, but I would never make it like mandatory, because I understand, you know, it is summer for some of them and they have, you know, whatever they have going on. But yeah, I think it certainly prepares them for the season.
So first year, how does a first year coach go about scouting the other teams in the conference? How do you go about looking at your schedule and kind of saying, okay, this is a trap game. This is something we need to be on a lookout for. Do you lean on your players? Do you lean on Coach Demko? Or do you just kind of talk in circles around the conference?
Well, Demko, like, I have to give her space. She's a first coach at, you know, this is her first season where she is now. So I'm not going to push her anymore. You know, she's been kind enough to respond to me with everything else I've done. But certainly the players, I've tried to tell them I'm as transparent as can be. Like, I'm not going to change things that worked from last year. So if there was a certain approach to a certain team that helped us, we've scored at least on every single opponent, we just might not have won in every game. Mm-hmm. So I've certainly looked at the results from last year, how close things were, how far we were from catching that game. But to be quite honest, and I hope this doesn't come off the wrong way, I'm only going to worry about us first for now, because I think there'll be plenty of things we can work on just from a new point of view and a new style of a coach. But I've definitely checked out the past few seasons against everyone in the conference, and now they took out Liberty, they've added Hampton and Upstate, so those should be good games too, since we haven't played them. So some of it will be mentality, you know, some of it will just be like, let's count it as a brand new season, which is exactly what it is. So I'd like to focus on us first, and then, you know, the assistant that'll be here hopefully really soon, he will help me do some of like the stats and find out some of the stats, and, you know, maybe who their key players are, but we won't get too far into it because I'd like it to be about us.
So did the entire coaching staff turn over?
Yeah. So, like, I'm bringing on new assistants as we speak, basically. So
how did you go about that? Is that did you find people from your past? Did you, you know?
So fortunately, it's a small world, right? And so it's a tiny network. And so with the things that I have to offer them, you know, some of the people I know knew that I got this job before it was officially announced, and they started already putting feelers out. And I'm actually the first assistant. I've actually connected with him because we were both assistant coaches in the last conference I was in. So we would coach against each other. And so naturally, his head coach and my head coach were best friends. And so when we'd recruit at the same events, I mean, we're always all together. So it's nice to have someone you know already and someone close to you, because, I mean, this becomes a pretty, you know, it becomes a grind after a certain point. And to have people that you can just be forward with and open with and trust, I mean, that goes a long way. So I'm glad he's at least in place. I don't want to say anything too much because it's not officially announced, so, but I'm excited.
One step back to recruiting, because something you just said kind of, you know, coaches travel in circles and you know who you know. Do you feel like you'll dip back into Texas or into that area in terms of recruiting?
And Glenn and I have joked about that, you know, because he's pushing for Texas players. I'm like, well, now, you know, I can show up in Houston to recruit and see what goes on there. But, again, just depending on what's actually best for spreading out the scholarships, we'll kind of determine. But hopefully, this is again an ideal world. I don't have to go too far from this region to find good kids. I'm certainly not going to put a cap on anything. Like, I'm going to go for the same kids every other big time school is going for, because why not? And I think Asheville's the city itself will sell to anybody, and I'm hoping that I can do a good enough job, and the assistant staff that come on board can do a good enough job of selling the program, and we can stretch what we need within the area first, and then if we got to go out of state, better be a big time kid. So, yeah.
Well, Coach, could you give us a few games maybe on the schedule that we should circle and make sure to be out at during this upcoming season?
I mean, to be honest, I don't ever discount non-conference. I love non-conference. I think it's you know, it's almost like a feeler, but I want to, obviously we it's on our record, but I'm just looking forward to all the conference games, especially the home games, because, you know, they always say it's a different day when you play at your place and then when you play away. It's usually just a different opponent. So I'm just looking forward to the opening game, especially it's Campbell, and I know they've done so well in the past. And so that to me is kind of my take, is just game by game. I don't even want to look past too far into it. That's just how my mentality is. But I'm excited for the opening conference, which is Campbell here. So I think it'll be fun for us. So if there's any game, I would just say at least that one. And hopefully that's enough to get people interested in the rest of them. So.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Coach. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
I guess that's why they call us the Blues. Time on our hands could be time spent with Bruce. Drinking like like tourists, yelling like drunkards, scoring some stunners.
You've been listening to the You're Smarter Than Us podcast, a proud member of the Soccer and Sweet Tea Network. Check us out on social media at your_smarter or shoot us an email at yoursmarterthanus@gmail.com.